North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Monday, June 1, 2020.
A fire in a four-story apartment building on Lafayette Street in Salem Sunday destroyed two units and left at least 40 residents displaced. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that no one was injured in the two-alarm blaze, but firefighters said at least two cats appeared to have died. The fire broke out just after noon in a basement apartment of the Salton Stall Apartments at 223 Lafayette Street. That's about a half a mile from Salem State. Judy Esplanade said that she was watching TV and reading when she spotted fire coming from near her bed. Esplanade said that she tried to grab her cat Smokey, but the smoke was heavy and he ran away. Firefighters later informed her that it appeared that Smokey had died. Firefighters from Beverly, Swampscott, Marblehead, and Lynn responded to the fire.
The Associated Press is reporting that a Sunday afternoon of mostly peaceful protests in Boston broke at nightfall when protesters clashed with officers, throwing rocks, breaking into several stores, and lighting a police vehicle on fire. Thousands of mostly mask-wearing demonstrators marched peacefully through Boston in several protests during the day, lending their voices to the nationwide anger over the death of George Floyd, a black man who died Monday after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee on his neck as he pleaded for air. The largest protest of several thousand started Sunday night in the historically black neighborhood of Roxbury. Protesters carrying Black Lives Matter signs and chanting "The People United Will Never Be Defeated" made their way slowly for several miles to the Massachusetts State House. The diverse and peaceful crowd was flanked by police officers on bikes. But as the march ended around 9 p.m., protesters clashed with police in downtown Boston. A police cruiser's rear window was smashed by a skateboarder. Police also tweeted that their officers were pelted with bricks, rocks, and glass bottles. As of 3 a.m. Monday, seven police officers had been hospitalized, 21 police cruisers were damaged, and around 40 people were arrested, according to the Boston Police Department.
Lynn Police Chief Michael McGeary said Sunday that he supports citizens who have been exercising their right to protest the unnecessary death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that Floyd, who was black, died last week after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee to his neck until he stopped breathing. McGeary's remarks came after a small group of people holding signs that read, "Black Lives Matter, No Justice, No Peace, I Can't Breathe, and Hands Up, Don't Shoot," among others, protested in front of the Lynn police station. His complete letter is posted in today's edition of North Shore Today.
Newburyport's Mayor Donna Holliday and City Marshal Mark Murray, representing the leadership team of the city of Newburyport, wished for their community to know that they denounce the actions of the Minneapolis police officers and mourn the killing of George Floyd. This is according to a press release by Newburyport. The members of the Newburyport Police Department undergo regular training on de-escalation techniques, diversity and inclusion, fair and impartial policing and procedural justice, and police legitimacy. The quote says from Marshal Murray, "The Newburyport Police Department can only be successful of our communities if our community supports us and if each member of the department gains the trust and confidence of members of the public. We train on these ideas and we try to live up to them every day, from the top all the way down to a first day of a patrol officer's career. What happened in Minneapolis is a tragedy and it is wrong." The Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, representing police chiefs in all 351 cities and towns and most college campuses, has also denounced the egregious actions taken by four members of the Minneapolis Police Department, whether by action or inaction, that resulted in the death of George Floyd on May 25. Massachusetts police officers have thoroughly embraced the six pillars of the principles embodied in the final report of President Barack Obama's Task Force on 21st Century Policing and remain committed to professional conduct, democratic policing, and procedural justice for all people. A peaceful protest was held in downtown Newburyport on Saturday afternoon. Members of the police department and city government observed. Mayor Holliday and Marshal Murray fully and completely support the right of the citizens to peacefully assemble and make their thoughts, feelings, and grievances known.
The annual Danvers town election is going to look a bit different this year, thanks to COVID-19. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News that polls will open a little later than usual at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, and voting will be taking place at the Fieldhouse at the high school on Cabot Street, a larger area than the gym, which will make it easier to keep voters and poll workers socially distanced. That, according to Assistant City Clerk Kathy Ellsworth, she said that on Friday. The polls will remain open until their usual closing time at 8 p.m. Voters will be required to wear masks and maintain at least 6 feet of distancing between themselves and others.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in the Gloucester Times. In 2009, a gas leak in a Gloucester home caused an explosion that would change the residents' lives forever. The house at 76 Eastern Avenue that had been in the Gloucester residents' family for multiple generations and his dog were gone. Roughly 10 years later, the Merrimack Valley gas explosions killed one and forced 30,000 people to evacuate their homes, a day of tragedy and loss remembered across the state. With those two events in mind, and at the forefronts of citizens in Gloucester, Gloucester City Councilors unanimously voted on a resolution last week that would support solving the problems associated with natural gas distribution in the Commonwealth. The resolution clarifies that the City Council is in favor of supporting the Future Act, also known as the Act for Utility Transition to Using Renewable Energy. The act would hold companies accountable as they look for options to expand their use of renewable energy sources. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us today. And don't forget to email us with any comments or suggestions at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. That's MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Have a great day, everybody.